As we have completed our Shemona Esrei, it's an opportunity, a real opportunity for us to look into the nature of the Tefillah of Tachnun, Nefilah Sapayim, what it is, why we say it, when we say it, when we don't say it, the nature of a Monday and Thursday, of a long Tachnun versus the rest of the week. And it really is a powerful Tefillah, even though, as I'm sure there is no greater joy than being at a minyan, when the Chazan goes straight from Chazaras Hashatz to Kaddish, it really is a very powerful tefillah, and almost, as the Rishonim look at it, a completion of the Shemona Esrei. The Gemara tells a story. The Gemara at the end of the fourth parak above a mitziah tells a story about what happened after the excommunication of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer's wife was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had excommunicated Rabbi Eliezer. And after this excommunication, the Gemara says that she would not, Rabbi Eliezer's wife, Rabbi Gamliel's sister, would not let Rabbi Eliezer say tachnun, to fall literally nefilas apayim. And we'll discuss where that comes from and the nature of it. But she wouldn't let him say tachnun. Why not? Because of its potency. And one day, whether it's because she thought it was Rosh Chodesh and it wasn't, or a poor person had come to her home and she was distracted momentarily while she got the poor person bread, in either case, whether she thought it was Rosh Chodesh or she just was helping somebody else, she moved away from Rabbi Eliezer. And when she comes back, what happened? She finds him that he had done tachnun. Ashkechati denafal anpe. He was saying tachnun, nefilas apayim. What we say all the time. Amrilei, kum katlis la'acha, you killed my brother. And at that moment, there was a shofar blast that went out that announced that Rabbi Gamliel had in fact died. Minaya data, he says, realize, how do you know? And she explains, because mekublanim veis abi abba, I have received a tradition from David HaMelech. Kol asha'aram ninalim chutz mishare ona, that all the gates are locked except for when somebody has this, it was wrong, it has this heartfelt tefillah. And the Aruch HaShulchan and the commentator of the Ritva as well note that this all happens in the context of Tachnun, of Nefilas Apayim. That we look at Nefilas Apayim as this very powerful opportunity for us to recognize. Now we fall because after we just said the Shemona Esrei, and we said it mostly standing up straight, although we should be bent a little bit, but as the Torah tells us, we stand up, we feel confident, we can daven to Hashem, we can ask Hashem for things, we can request, we thank Him, and after we finish, we almost are humbled, that we fall over in our humility to what we owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that moment, in these moments of Nefilas Apayim, we find, says the Ritva, this ability to not just complete the Shemona Esrei, but to offer a continued sincere and genuine tefillah. This is Nefilas Apayim. She leaves her husband, Rabbi Eliezer, alone for a minute, and when he gets to offer this tefillah of Tachnun, that's when his tefillah is accepted. And it's important for us to think about this as we say Tachnun, as we'll learn more about Tachnun, but just to understand from its basic point, from its fundamental point in the Gemara, how powerful a tefillah, Nefilas Apayim, is.